Hello people, welcome to Talk with Odie, where we talk about everything. Today is going to be a very interesting day, so stay connected with your favorite podcaster, Odilenia Reyes. Today's episode has a lot of points of view, so we all will have different opinions about it. Today, we're talking about gender roles and or gender expectations in our society and community. We'll discuss different expectations that society expects us to meet based on our gender. If you would like to know those expectations, join me and some special guest so we can discuss this topic. Remember to follow me on social media. You can find me as Talk with Odie 02. Follow me so we can be in contact. Send me DMs with any questions you have and I would love to answer them. Subscribe to my podcasts on Spotify and on YouTube. When you subscribe, take a screenshot and send it to me so I can greet you on my next episode. But what is gender expectations? Gender expectations or gender roles is when society is hoping that you act and behave accordingly to your sex, woman or man. Girls need to act like girls, and boys need to act like boys. Gender roles in society means how we are expected to act, speak, dress, groom, and conduct ourselves based upon our assigned sex. But is it mandatory for a person to act how society expects? People can dress, speak, act in any way they like and shouldn't be judged or despised for it. Girls and women are generally expected to dress in typically feminine ways and be polite, accommodating, and nurturing. Men are generally expected to be strong, aggressive, and bold. Expectations about attributes and behaviors appropriate to women or men and about the relations between women and men, in other words, genders are shaped by culture. Gender identities and gender relations are critical aspects of culture because they shape the way daily life is lived in the family, but also in the wider community and workplace. A lot of time, gender expectations also are related to cultures and or traditions. Sometimes your ethical group expects you to follow certain rules or behaviors because these rules are traditions already. Some of the information that you just heard came from parenthood.org and OECD.org. So thank you for those sites for giving us the information. Some might say that each gender needs to act as such. If you're a woman, act like a woman. If you're a man, act like a man. others say that gender expectations is not a problem or is not a real thing, that everybody acts the way they want. Society expects us, men and women, to follow their gender expectations. Society needs to start accepting people how they are and stop making attributes for men and women. Accepting people how they are is very important, because when a person feels rejected by society, they'll begin nurturing to their surroundings, acting differently to be able to fit in. So when a person nurtures, that person is not himself, just changing his own way to be accepted by society. If we stop making gender roles, a lot of people will start feeling comfortable within their society and community, and they will be able to have a better relation with the people around them. Now, it's time to speak with our special guest. She will tell us what she thinks about gender expectations. If it's mandatory for a girl to act girly and to wear dresses. Also, she will tell us how gender expectations impact her personal life. Her name is Alvenis Diaz Hernandez. She's a 12th grader at New Visions AMS 2. Guys, she's one of the best students of her class, so let's hear what she has to say about gender expectations.
What I think of when I hear the word gender expectations and gender roles, I think of the rules that are put in by our society on how a girl and a boy should act, what they should wear, and how they should portray themselves in society. I do not think that a girl should act girly all the time, or it's not mandatory for them to act a certain way, nor wear certain clothes like dresses. I personally think it's a personal choice. I do not follow this at all. I don't like wearing dresses. I just now start wearing dresses. But as I was growing up, I would never wear a dress. I'm more of a girl that likes to be in jeans and shirts and shoes. That's it. I have experienced gender expectation when I was growing up and even when I came to the United States. But also, it affected my life personally, because as I was growing up, I didn't like wearing dresses or skirts or anything that showed my legs, not even shorts. And everybody around me, all girls, used to wear those type of things, those girly things, as they call them. And you will only see me wearing pants and shirts. And that was even when I went to parties, birthday parties, and family parties, I guess. But everybody had like a certain way to think that girls should always wear a certain thing when I was growing up. But I didn't like those things, and I'm glad my mom supported me on that, because she never forced me to wear any dresses or skirts or things that I didn't want to wear.
Thank you, Alvenis, for sharing with us your opinion about gender expectations. Hope we can have you back someday. It was a pleasure talking with you. Remember to follow me on social media. You can find me as Talk with Odie 02. follow me so we can be in contact. Send me DMs with any questions you have, and I would love to answer them. Subscribe to my podcasts on Spotify and on YouTube. When you subscribe, take a screenshot and send it to me so I can greet you on my next episode. Thank you all for listening. I hope you like today's topic. This is all for today. Remember to send me DMs with your questions. Also, you can request topics for our next episode. Saying goodbye, your favorite podcaster, Odilenia Reyes.